Radio Nizza. So we are here just before the Yoga Day event with the founder of the Kate Powers Foundation. So can you tell us two words about your foundation?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. This is just one of the very many events that we have planned for 2024. The Kate Powers Foundation is focused on three pillars: on sustainability, education, and well-being. So we are pulling together for the community to provide events like this that are free. Some of our events are at a cost, but it's really about focusing on the community and what we can do together on those three pillars.
Okay, good. And you have been here in on the Côte d'Azur in Monaco since a long time?
Me? Yes, as the president of the Kate Powers Foundation, that's only been 2 years, but I've been here on the Côte d'Azur for 23 years now.
Okay, good. So we're going to have this great yoga event, which looks like it's going to be amazing. What other events do you plan for the year, or maybe for
we have a very exciting upcycling event. It's on July 1st. It's called Upcycling Couture. It's held at Twiga. It's from the day from 11:30 to 8:30. It's where we've taken bags that need a maybe second life. So because we have such an affluent society here, we have many bags that have been donated to us from Chanel to Hermes to Celine to Louis Vuitton, and we're actually giving them a second life. So this event is something that we're super excited about. You can check us out at katepowersfoundation.com and find out all about it. I'll also give you a flyer so you can check it out. But that's our next event, and that's in a little bit like a week and a few days.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So very last question. Everybody can be a member of the foundation, I guess, and how in case?
Absolutely. So we have three different tiers of memberships, but we wanted to make it accessible for everyone. So to be an associate member, it's 150 euros a year. What that gives you is basically what's going on with us. It gives you certain discounts when we have events and with some of the vendors that we work with. And then we have our corporate membership. This is a lot with the family offices and people in Monaco who are wanting to focus on sustainability with their employees. And then we also have our ambassador member. And our ambassador member, they have programs that are already set up. So I'll give you an example. Burgess, they're a yachting brokerage here. They have a whole sustainable department, and we work with them, giving them ideas and us getting ideas from them so that we can make a difference just on the community, because Kate Powers Foundation is only focused on Monaco.
Yes, sir. Okay, we are here with Nico Luce, the teacher who gave us the first yoga lesson, yoga class maybe, and there will be another one in a few minutes. And today is the International Yoga Day. So the first question for you is, what is and why something called International Yoga Day exists?
Well, I really don't know, but I am so happy it does exist. I think it has to do with something ritual. I think it has to do with solstice and changing seasons. But probably someone at some point decided, okay, let's decide on one day to practice yoga internationally. But yogis practice yoga every day, so for us it's yoga day every day.
That's correct. So this event happens all around the world, I think. They celebrate it around the world. And you teach, in fact, or all around the world. Do you find differences in the way people approach yoga in the different parts of the world?
Yeah, for sure. There's a social aspect to the yoga practice, and cultures socialize differently. So in some places, you'll feel that the students that show up to the class, they are much more expressive. In other places, they are much more reserved. In other places, they listen very well. So for me, that I travel, is the first thing is to try to read the audience, to try to read how they take in the instructions, because it's a monologue teaching a yoga class. But there's something in the way they move, in the way they breathe, in the way they look, that you can tell if people are connecting or not. And the connection in the end always happens, because what brings us together is the yoga practice, and that is the unifying thing. But definitely there's a difference between places.
Okay, so the last question maybe. So we are Italians, living in Nice, in France, in fact. But do you find teaching to Italians or to French people, to European people maybe, something which is, let's say, more rewarding than teaching elsewhere, or just really depends on the people, the single persons?
Well, in particular to Italians, because we cannot say all Europeans are the same, And Italians are definitely not the same as the rest of the Europeans. So it's always so... This is a group, for example, that demonstrates a lot. Even if when they don't speak, they're expressive by nature. They express in the way they move. There's also a sense of gratitude that I receive when I teach to Italians. That barrier, that physical barrier, that giving a hug to someone right away, that speaking with their hands and with their bodies and expressing is the expression. So definitely Italians got that down.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.